Good day, Eastern Sierra. You're tuned in to Eastern Sierra Now, your trusted source for the facts with just enough wit to make the news go down smoother than coffee at Looney Bean. Today, we got a full plate. Recognitions for local conservation champions, big transportation investments coming to our corner of California, the latest from Mono County Board of Supervisors, a Mammoth Mountain bike park update, and of course, your Bishop and Mammoth weather forecast. All of that is brought to you today by Peak IV Regenerative Medicine, because whether you're suffering from altitude, overexertion, or too much fun last night, they've got a drip for that. And hey, it's also National Bacon Lovers Day. So if you're craving breakfast for dinner, just call it patriotism. Stick around. Your Eastern Sierra News starts now. Ruth and Roger McFarlane will be honored with the 2025 Legacy Award at Eastern Sierra Land Trust Land and Legacy Celebration, taking place Thursday, September 11th at Mammoth Mountains Parallax. The Legacy Award is ESLT's highest recognition, given to individuals whose long-term dedication to conservation and community has made a lasting impact on Eastern Sierra. The McFarlanes were early supporters of ESLT, providing key leadership and contributions that helped expand the organization's conservation efforts. Both Ruth and Roger have a long history of philanthropy and community service, with work extending across the U.S., the U.K., and South Africa. Their commitment, according to ESLT's leadership, has inspired many others to join in supporting land, water, and wildlife protection across the region. California has announced a $3 billion statewide investment to improve transportation safety, travel times, and multimodal travel options. Part of that funding is headed to Caltrans District 9, which covers the Eastern Sierra. Local projects include safety improvements on US 395 in Inyo and Mono County, upgrades to State Route 168 in Inyo County, and increasing funding for planning and monitoring in Mono County. Caltrans says these projects will improve safety for drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians, while also supporting more reliable travel throughout the region. Funding is part of California's broader transportation modernization effort, which includes a mix of highway transit and active transportation upgrades. In the High Sierra, your next great adventure can also take a toll. Altitude fatigue, hangovers after après-ski, or just plain dehydration. That's where Peak IV Regenerative Medicine steps in, so you can perform at your peak. Whether you're scaling a summit or taking on a backcountry trail, need a quick recovery from altitude? Try Altitude Relief. Feeling rough after last night's fireworks? We got a hangover help. You want to bounce back from ski laps, long runs, or a tough day on the trail? Athletic Recovery has you covered. Plus, their Pure Hydration Drip, a 60-minute saline infusion, gets you back in action fast. But wait, there's more. They offer oxygen bar sessions, compression and vibration therapy, regenerative aesthetics like microneedling and facials, functional medicine consultations, peptide therapy, and even stem cell and PRP therapies, all aimed at enhancing recovery and overall wellness. So whether you're here to hike, bike, ski, or just survive the altitude, help your body bounce back fast with Peak IV Regenerative Medicine. Because the only thing tougher than the mountain is your ability to recover from it. The Mono County Board of Supervisors took action on several items in their recent meeting. The board approved the renewal of the county's mutual aid agreement, ensuring continued collaboration with regional partners during emergencies. Highlights also include approval on letters of support for local agencies and programs like the Mammoth Fire Protection District, as it pursues grant funding and the authorization of county-level grant applications to strengthen local programs. Additionally, the supervisors adopted proclamations recognizing August 2025 as both Child Support Awareness Month and National Breastfeeding Month, underscoring support for families and community health. As a reminder, emergency system testing will take place in the Lee Vining and June Lake areas. Additionally, the county would like to warn everyone of the recent scam surrounding fraudulent Mexican consulate appointments. These appointments are always free, and if you need help scheduling one, please contact the proper agencies. And don't forget to take advantage of the Mono County YARTS voucher program before the summer ends. You looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Things are heating up this week. We've got a lot of events to get you through. So let's get started. Up first, a West African dance and drum workshop is taking place this evening at the Mammoth Community Center. The drum class will begin at 5:30 p.m. and the dance class will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting a free financial planning workshop led by James E. Holland at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center in Bishop starting at 5:30 p.m. Also tonight, C5 Art Studios is holding a live figure drawing session for artists 18 plus. Beginning at 6 p.m. As usual, Eastern Sierra Pool and Distant Brewing will be holding their weekly pool tournament starting at 6 p.m. tonight. The DDECR grant recipients will also be sharing their findings tonight at the White Mountain Research Center beginning at 7 p.m. Tomorrow marks the Bishop Chamber of Commerce's Lunch and Learn event featuring UC Davis researcher Madison Kinberg discussing the benefits of cattle ranching. The event takes place at the Whiskey Creek Banquet Room starting at noon. Also, tomorrow Mammoth is holding its Trashy Thursday event with participants meeting at the Shady Rest Park at 5 p.m. Another West African drum and dance workshop will be held in Bishop tomorrow at the Bishop City Auditorium. Like the previous workshop, the drum class will begin at 5:30 p.m. and the dance class will begin at 7 p.m. Back up in Mammoth, the Folies will be performing live at Distant Brewing starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And over at Bar Sierra, enjoy their weekly trivia event tomorrow night starting at 6:30 p.m. On Friday, enjoy a free wildfire flower walk in the Little Lakes Valley area starting at 8 a.m. at the Mosquito Flats Trailhead. Additionally, Amaka will be holding a food distribution at St. Joseph's Church in Mammoth on Friday at noon. As a final reminder, the Mammoth Shakespeare Festival is ongoing with performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream every night of the week. Performances start at 7 p.m. with a pre-show introduction at 6. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. That's all for today, but hopefully you were able to find your next adventure. If you want to learn more about these events and so much more, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. Good news for riders. Mammoth Mountain Bike Park is in full swing. Nearly every single trail is now open for the season. Whether you're new to riding or a downhill thrill seeker, this park has something for everyone. The park stretches from the summit, rising above 11,000 feet down to the base, offering 3,100 feet of vertical descent. Trail options cover the gamut. Soothing beginner zones, intermediate runs like off the top and advanced to pro level terrain with technical rock gardens and fast flowy lines. Just to remind everyone, trails may feel loose and sandy, so riders are advised to stay centered and ride smooth. That's a scoop from the Mammoth Bike Park. Your tickets to everything from alpine views to adrenaline pumping descents.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra, it's time for your forecast, officially brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the only thing hotter than their chicken wings should not be the weather. Let's dive in. In Bishop, it's a scorcher today with highs around 100. Tomorrow, still toasty with temps tuned up also to 100. Mostly sunny skies, just enough for high fire risk warning. Oh, good. And Friday holds steady at, you guessed it, 100, with afternoon breezes offering tiny relief. Meanwhile, up in Mammoth, it's feeling more like summer at 80, but those overnight temps will give you the chills and dip into the 40s. Tomorrow, follow suit, 83, brings more clouds into the mix as well. Friday clocks in at 80 with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, so don't count on shade from that one. Bishop and Mammoth both face elevated fire risks. Please stay hydrated, limit strenuous activity, and follow all fire safety advisories. So whether you're sweating through Bishop or cooling off in Mammoth, remember, after the weather, the only thing that'll cure the sunburned skin is a cool brew and sizzling plate from Back Alley Bull and Grill. They're open late, so you don't have to ride that temperature all alone. That wraps up today's report from Eastern Sierra Now, where we keep you informed, connected, and occasionally amused. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit the notification bell, and follow us on social media for updates, events, and the stories shaping our community. Special thanks to Peak IV for sponsoring today's show, helping locals and visitors alike bounce back fast at 8,000 feet. And finally, whether you're in Bishop, Mammoth, or anywhere in between, celebrate responsibly. It is National Bacon Lovers Day, after all. Go ahead, treat yourself. You've earned it. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now. See you next time.